Please Bring Us Home by Jana DeVore. About 15 miles north of Elko, Nevada, is a stretch of highway dotted with signs warning motorists not to pick up hitchhikers because of a prison facility nearby. To four college students traveling from Provo, Utah to San Francisco, these signs were a bit unsettling. My roommates and I were certainly glad to cruise by them on our way to California's Bay Area for Thanksgiving weekend. We didn't think twice about the signs until 4 days later on our way back to Provo. It was then that our car suddenly stopped, precisely 10 yards north of one of those ominous blue signs. Our first instincts were to flag down another car and ask for a ride back to Elko. But images of escaped convicts kept us locked inside the car. It was 4 in the afternoon. It was snowing. And it would definitely be dark and very cold within the hour. We needed help fast, but were too afraid to even get out of the car. We offered a short prayer, and 30 minutes later, a man driving a snowplow stopped and radioed the police for us. A young officer piled us into his car, called a tow truck, and dropped us off at a motel in Elko. We soon got over our fears and realized how blessed we were to get off the highway unharmed and be in a safe, warm motel room. Our only problem now was getting back to Provo. Each of us dialed home, collect, expecting that our parents would wire money for bus tickets or a rental car. We were surprised when each set of parents immediately offered to drive to Elko and get us. Even for the closest set of parents, this meant a 3-hour drive to Elko and a 4-hour drive back to Provo. It meant disrupting work schedules and finding babysitters for the other children. Eventually, we decided that it would be best for Jenny's mom and grandpa to drive down to get us. Relieved, we went to bed and expected to see Jenny's mom by noon the next day. Things didn't go quite as planned. Overnight, the snowstorm had worsened, and the roads were terrible. Despite leaving Salt Lake City at 10 a.m., Jenny's mom didn't get to us until 4 that afternoon. The roads back were equally icy, and a typically 4-hour drive took 6 hours. Still, Jenny's mom and grandpa never uttered a word of complaint during the entire drive home. They were only happy to help and grateful that we would be home soon. No matter where we had been stranded, any of our parents would have done all they could to bring us back home. The same is true of our heavenly parents, and our heavenly Father will take us all the way home, not just to a safe resting place. No matter how lost or confused we may be, we need only to make a humble call to our heavenly Father, promising to heed his words, and he will lead us back. Unfortunately, our earthly parents are not always at the other end of the line when we call. Many parents cannot or will not answer their children's cries. As I rode home from Elko in the safe confines of a warm van, I realized just how much my parents loved me. Even more, I knew that my Heavenly Father would always help me. He does so without complaint, for he is happy just to know that I am on my way home and will soon be safe in his arms. End of article, Please Bring Us Home, by Jana DeVore.